I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries, and welcome to this week's podcast episode. Given that it is a new year, which is a time when you might be thinking about this coming year, about things that you would like to invite into your life or perhaps shift about your life, I wanted to take today's episode, to talk about that and how we go about bringing forth change in our lives. And I want to start by talking about this world and the life that we live in this world as a kind of a dream, a waking dream. If you've read my book, Beyond Jesus, My Spiritual Odyssey, you know where this is coming from in my own life and the spiritual epiphanies that I had that enabled me to see the dreamlike nature of this world and of our lives that we live in it. And that understanding is one that is shared by many spiritual traditions, that we are actually living in a type of a dream. We take it to be reality, but actually it is a form of dream, a level of dream. And when we understand that, that has profound implications for how we go about making change in our lives. If you've ever done any dream work, maybe you've had a period in your life when you were suffering from nightmares, or maybe you've had recurring dreams, you know that the way that your dream life shifts is not by trying to make your dream life shift, not by trying to change the narrative that's happening in your dreams, but by changing the mind that is generating the dream. The mind that contains some sort of disconnect or some sort of woundedness or some sort of belief that is hindering you. And you understand that the way that the dream changes is not by trying to change the dream, but by healing the mind that is dreaming the dream. So if we take that understanding into the realm of, say, New Year's resolutions, we begin to understand that if we really want to shift things in our lives, it's not so much about addressing what's happening on the surface of things, the things that are transpiring in our lives, because those are just the consequences or the projections of what's happening internally. And so the first thing to do is to look inwardly and to ask, what is this situation in my life, or my waking dream, trying to tell me about the beliefs that I hold, maybe about myself, or the world, or reality? And to look at your waking life through the lens of dream work and ask, what are the inner shifts that are being asked for? You might think about it as if you're a gardener and you're trying to grow a particular plant and it's simply not thriving, even though it's in an adequate location with sunlight and everything, and it's getting the water that it needs. If it's not thriving, the first thing to do is to look at the soil that it's growing in. Is the soil healthy? Or is there some element of the soil that is lacking? You look at the ground from which that plant is growing, and you address it at that root level if the plant is not flourishing. So as you think about this coming year and you think about the things that you would like to shift in your life, I really encourage you to go more deeply into looking at the beliefs that you might be holding that are exhibiting themselves in a particular way in your life, in your waking dream. So inner work is an essential component of thriving in our lives and bringing about the kind of transformation that we want to experience. And that kind of inner work, I just really want to emphasize this, is not a selfish thing. Yes, it benefits us personally, but that kind of inner work is essential for us collectively as well. Because if you look around at the world and you see what's happening, you can see that the things that are playing out are the expressions of underlying beliefs. And a lot of those underlying beliefs that have been buried for a very long time are now coming to the surface in this collective waking dream. And that gives us an opportunity to notice them and then to go more deeply down into their roots, into the roots of the belief system itself, and to bring about the kind of change that's required by focusing on the soil or the state of mind from which those things are occurring. One of the things that I have resolved for myself in my life is to inhabit what I call a beautiful mind state. And that requires releasing judgment, requires releasing criticism, self-criticism, all of that, so that my mind can be clear and pristine, because that kind of mind state will give rise to a beautiful dream. So as you may be thinking about resolutions or things in your life that you would like to shift, I invite you to put at the top of your list for 2019 to cultivate a beautiful mind state, because that will make a huge difference in not only the circumstances that you experience, but how you experience your circumstances. Now, this is a topic that I explored in much more depth in an online course that I created that's called Activating Transformation Through the Power of Blessing. And in that course, I look at how we often try to make change from a very egoic perspective. The ego, of course, is all about striving, and it's all about judging, and it's all about resisting. And when we bring that egoic energy into our lives, when we want to experience some change, we are actually reinforcing the patterns that are in place. Our energy of resistance, our energy of striving, our energy of antagonism, perhaps towards our current circumstances, all of that keeps the patterns in place. We are reinforcing the patterns through that kind of egoic approach to change. So true change and true transformation happens at a much deeper level. It is not about the ego. It is not about striving. It is about cleansing the mind of the beliefs that are getting in the way of us experiencing the abundance and fullness of life. That course, Activating Transformation Through the Power of Blessing, I'm going to open up registration for that course for a few days. Registration has been closed for several months, but I'm going to open it up for just a few days, given that it is the first of the year and you might be interested in looking at different ways to bring about transformation in your own life. So I'm going to open up registration for that course for a few days. It will close. Registration will close on Monday, the 7th of January. So if you're interested, you can go on my website and find out more about the course and register for it there. So all of that just is to say that I just encourage you, as this new year opens up, I really encourage you to open up your own perspectives on how transformation can occur for you and for our world, and to not look at it from a superficial level, seeing only the results of those beliefs that are held in the mind, but looking more deeply at the state of mind itself that is giving rise to this so-called waking life or waking dream. So I leave you with that, and I wish you a very happy and prosperous and fulfilling and satisfying new year. And until next week, I bid you peace.